Mister, you killed 9 men. I never heard anyone say you made allowances for your opponent's ability with a gun.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875. The Carlton Hotel, headquarters of the man called Paladin.
Good morning, Mr. Paladin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Paladin.
Good morning, Mr. Davis. I'm going to be at the Pacific Union Club. I was wondering if there's any mail for me.
Clerk, a room, please.
Do you have a reservation?
No reservation. This trip came up suddenly.
You have references?
I'm Ned Alcorn, president of the Citibank in Placerville. Here are my credentials.
Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Alcorn. If you will sign here. Excuse me, Mr. Paladin.
Wait a minute, clerk.
Yes, sir?
I want you to take a good look at this picture.
Manfred Holt wanted dead or alive, $2,000 reward.
This man might show up here.
A desperado here in San Francisco?
May I see that, please?
Oh, I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry. My name is Paladin, Mr. Alcorn. I couldn't help overhearing.
Oh.
This Manfred Holt, wasn't he to be hanged last week in Placerville?
Why, yes. He broke out of jail 3 days ago. Killed 2 deputies.
You think he's coming here?
I think so, yes. He's killed 9 men, and he'll come after me sooner or later.
Why?
Well, I was the chief witness against him at the trial.
Oh, I see.
His wife's living in a cabin up in Grass Valley. She had a son born while the trial was on. Holt swore in court that he'd see the infant and then come after me.
Well, it'd probably be better for you if Holt was stopped in Grass Valley, wouldn't it?
Of course. As it is, there's a sheriff and a couple of deputies chasing him up there for all the good it'll do. This makes the 4th time Holt's got away from Sheriff Ludlow. Oh, that sheriff's not too smart.
I'm no bounty hunter, Mr. Alcorn. However, I am available for a fee.
To do what?
Here. My card.
Have Gun, Will Travel.
There's nothing funny about loneliness. Yet one of America's funniest guys, a man who lives by laughs, is haunted by loneliness. His name, Jerry Lewis. In the latest issue of Look magazine, in an exclusive story entitled Always in a Crowd, Always Alone, you'll find out exactly what Jerry Lewis is like. Look tells you why, when Jerry goes on stage, he carries nothing in his pockets except pictures of his family, and what happened when he forgot those pictures. Why does such a successful man drive himself so hard he ends up in the hospital? You'll learn in Look what Jerry thinks about, how he feels inside when he clowns for a nation of television viewers. How much time does Jerry spend with his 4 boys? What is his home like? And what was Patty's little speech that made such an impression on him about all the girls he'd meet on tour? For the intimate and often startling story of Jerry Lewis, don't miss the latest issue of Look magazine, the issue with Jerry and Patty on the cover, at your newsstands now. Get Look today.